Hi everyone, welcome back to the Hello Hello World podcast with me, Candace. On today's Local Business Love episode, I am speaking with Stephanie from Handmade with Love Windsor. Steph creates small batch jewelry as well as custom pieces, ornamentals, and specialty gifts. Check out her page on Instagram as well as Facebook. And in recognition of Mental Health Awareness Month, which is May 1st through 31st, Handmade with Love Windsor is raising awareness and funds in support of Hotel Du Grace Healthcare Mental Health Programs and Windsor Essex County Humane Society. Through this campaign, you can purchase greeting cards, a mug, or a bracelet to help support these programs. On this merch is featured her personal support pet, which is her hamster, Baby Bee, wearing the cutest bumblebee costume. You must check this merch out. It is adorable. I'm really looking forward to getting my mug. If you want to support, please, again, check out Steph's page for all of the information. I know you're going to learn something from this episode. Grab yourself some water, and thanks for listening. Sensitive topics may be discussed throughout this episode, which may be a trigger for certain listeners. Please be advised that we are not mental health professionals. We are simply speaking about our own personal journey. If you are experiencing a mental health crisis or emergency, please contact the Community Crisis Services at 519-973-4435 or visit your nearest emergency department. Stephanie from Handmade with Love Windsor. Hi.
Hi, Candace. How are you?
I'm doing really good today. The nice weather this week so far has given me a boost. I don't know how you feel about it, but the spring is always a great time for me.
Oh, 100%. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, I think it's hard to not be in a good mood when the sun is shining.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time with me today. It's very important that I connected with you because I just love your content and what you're about. And a lot of other creators feel the same way. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, I really appreciate it. It truly is an honor. And this community, this maker community, the YQG community, everyone has just been so supportive and has shown so much love. And I just truly feel blessed. I really do.
Nice. We share that feeling. So I'm glad that we're connecting today. Stephanie is a person who makes really beautiful small batch jewelry and ornaments, as your Instagram states. I want to talk about this lovely business that you have, and then we're going to move on after to some other cool, a passion project that you're involved in that I'm looking forward to learning about. So can you tell me about Handmade with Love Windsor and what you're making?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So this is a business that it started during March of 2001. So during the extended lockdown that we had during the pandemic. And at that time, I had been working at an optometrist office, and I was just looking to do something, once getting home from work at night, something that would help, you know, kind of take my mind off of things. Obviously, there's a lot of stress, especially working in the medical field during the pandemic, not to mention that I do also, have some issues with anxiety and depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. So working with jewelry, working with doing these hand-painted ornamentals has, really been a form of art therapy for me. So one of the first items that I actually created, because I was working for an optometrist, were these leather corded handmade eyeglass chains.
Oh.
Yeah, and those went off really well.
Nice.
I was able to sell them at the office where I was working. And that just kind of led to where we are now, having a full line of jewelry, hand-painted ornamentals, and other specialty gifts. So that's kind of how I started with the business.
Oh, okay. And you just can, like, enough for you to continue on and create this kind of little empire that you're doing. You're often at markets and pop-ups and things of that sort.
Exactly. Just again, the response has been amazing. Mm-hmm. I went from last year attending 4 markets to this year so far being booked at 13.
Jeez. Wow.
And then also moving on to like other consignment locations. So my mm-hmm. first location, you know, I was fortunate where my employer let me and continues to still let me sell the eyeglass chains at his location. And I've added another 5 more locations where you can purchase my select designs. So it's just a really exciting time.
That's a lot of locations. Can you tell us where? Are you able?
Absolutely. So you can find my designs at Elevate Health Boutique, mm-hmm. at Wolf and Rebel, at Ivana.
Oh.
Yes.
Pod. Wow.
And All On Board YQG.
Wow. Okay. I'm just trying to write those down. Wow. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Well, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Now, what's your favorite, say your favorite thing to create when you're being creative?
Oh my gosh. That, you know what, that's a really good question. Like I've always, since as long as I can remember, like I've had that kind of bug in me where I love creating handmade, homemade items. You know, I would gift those to family and friends, and that just continued on to now where it is, where I cannot believe that people mm-hmm. are, you know, they've really caught on to, you know, the Handmade with Love Windsor brand and the whole meaning behind everything. Mm-hmm. And people are, you know, taking their hard earned money and they're spending it towards, you know, an item that I've created. It's just like the feeling is unreal. And I'm so appreciative. Anything, like I enjoy doing so many different things. I think the thing to get out as well, I know a lot of people know me for my beaded jewelry, mm-hmm. my beaded bracelet, but that's not all that I do, though. I do also do custom orders. That's something that I absolutely love to collaborate with people and, mm-hmm. you know, just create something that is meaningful and special to them. I also do painting. I do watercolors. I do hand-painted wooden plaques, for example. I do ornamental birdhouses. You know, there's so many different
things. Well, I think the thing that maybe stands out is you live up to kind of the title of your business. So things that are made with love, you know, it's okay to say that. But when you really truly know they're made with love, that's probably how you're getting the people to spend their hard-earned money, is they know it's made with love.
Yeah, like, I mean, that's certainly my goal. And that's mm-hmm. something, you know, that the brand stands up to. And just me as well, you know, being, I am a part of the brand. And when I started this, you know what, I'm like, I have to be 100% authentically me. And mm-hmm. I'm so happy that it's just translated to so many people, and it's meaned so much to so many. And the messages that I receive, and, you know, the energy that they send, and I'm just able to send that back. Like, I just feel so grateful, Candace. Mm-hmm. Really do.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So I'm glad you pointed that out, that custom orders are something that you love to do, so that we mm-hmm. all know everything that you're able to do. Excellent. Like I'm so happy to hear that you're in 13 market, like 13 bookings for markets. That's incredible.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it. It's really exciting. It's really exciting.
This a full-time business for you?
Yes, for
Wow,
me,
good.
that it is. I know we'll be getting into the special project later on in this podcast, but it did actually turn into a full-time job for me. So I was just mentioning previously that I was working for an optometrist. Unfortunately, again, with the pandemic, with the mental health challenges that I'll certainly talk about a little bit later on as well, I did unfortunately have to say goodbye to that full-time job working in the medical field to then receive and focus my time full-time on mental health treatment. And during that time, when I was doing that, Handmade with Love, kind of, it had gotten bigger and bigger. It served as an important form of art therapy for me. So that's kind of now, transitioned into a full-time position as I'm just actually, a few weeks, it's been a few weeks since I kind of graduated from the mental health treatment that I was receiving, and I'm now able to, focus my attention more on the business, but having the business as an essential part for me to continue to kind of stay healthy and stay on track with my mental health.
It's important to continue to grow after you've graduated, if you will, because keeping those tools that and coping strategies that you learned, part of it is maintaining it afterwards, right?
100%.
Yeah, so May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's something that if anyone, all of you listening, listen to my show, know that I love to bring awareness, especially about things that are very relevant and very necessary. And mental health is one of them. And you are doing this, keeping in mind, everyone, that we're not representatives of any sort. We're just simply speaking on our journey. And this is all just chit chat banter between Steph and I. But you are doing, I want you to tell me what you're doing, because I love to learn. And we chatted the other day and I'm like, don't tell me anymore. But you're doing raising funds and awareness in support of Hotel Du mental health programs, as well as the Humane Society of Windsor-Essex. So that's the introduction into telling me about this beautiful passion project that you're a part of.
Yes, absolutely. So actually, one of the things that we were speaking about the other day is, it seems like an interesting connection between these two organizations, kind of how they intertwine for me personally. So it goes back to a therapy session that I had with the person that I was seeing at the time. So that was about 5 years ago, and they had brought up the idea of having a companion pet for myself. Like I live by myself. I'm in, a small apartment, so we were thinking about maybe something, like the size of like a guinea pig, something that would be, manageable and acceptable for me to bring into to my living situation. So right after that session, I became a pet parent. I picked up a baby who is, I like to say, my firstborn. And at the suggestion of the therapist, having a companion pet certainly helps with reducing stress-related hormones. As I mentioned, I do have anxiety. I've been diagnosed, as well as depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. So having a companion pet definitely helps to bring mindfulness, bring structure to the day. And on, my lowest of low days when I just, self-care, to be quite frank, self-care wasn't important to me. I was just staying in bed, sleeping most of the day, hearing, my little guinea pig kind of, making her little weeping sounds and squealing. It kind of, as much as I wasn't caring about myself at the time, I had something that gave me meaning and purpose in my life, and that was, my guinea pig, and caring for them, and knowing that they needed me as much as I needed them, then helped me to realize, you know what, I have to take much better care of myself. So that's kind of like how that all started. So again, like the link between animals and mental health is certainly there. And you'll notice as well, you'll see on the news where different units of the hospital will have, therapy dogs, for example, being brought in. So there definitely is that connection there.
Absolutely. How so had you ever had a guinea pig before?
When I was very young, my family did have a guinea pig, so it was more of a family pet. But that's kind of what piqued my interest, though. And then I do have other family members with guinea pigs. And then naturally, baby did need to have, a companion of her own. So I did also end up adopting Harvey, which is her adoptive sister. So my second born.
That's so sweet. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing in accompaniment with the Hotel Dew mental health programs and the Humane Society. What does the passion project entail?
So definitely giving back then. So again, we talked a little bit about mental health and about therapy paths. I'm also a graduate, as I mentioned. I did attend from September last year until about March this year, the mood and anxiety program that is at Hotel Du Grace Healthcare on Prince Road. And I did also at the same time attend the Crisis and Mental Wellness Center group programs for DBT therapy.
Oh,
And
DBT, okay. Yes, very intense therapy.
absolutely. So about 15 years ago is when I was first diagnosed with these mental health challenges that I mentioned. But I most recently did have a diagnosis through the programs that I was going through with borderline personality disorder. So that just helped clarify, maybe why I wasn't progressing as much as I thought I should be through my different therapies. So anyways, they very much helped me to learn different strategies and to move forward. And so it's this project is my way of giving back to that particular organization, as well as the Humane Society that does such amazing work with promoting animal welfare in the community. So the project then is going to launch during Mental Health Awareness Month, which is May 1st to 31st. Handmade with Love has created positive affirmation merchandise, and this is surrounded around Baby, which is my companion pet there. So I had a local artist do a colored pencil rendering of Baby in her bee costume. It's an old Halloween costume that she wore, but she's kind of become the symbol or almost like the brand of Handmade with Love as well. So these this merch is going to include positive affirmation greeting cards and a mug. And what is on those is going to be the photo of Baby Bee, as well as the words BEEUYOU to full. So the whole meaning behind that is, be you, because you are beautiful just the way that you are. So that's the message that I want to get out to everyone.
Lovely.
And then it is a self-funded project, and I was able to get along some amazing small businesses as well to offer their talent to the project. The first 100 greeting cards that are printed, 100% of the proceeds are going to be split equally between Hotel du Grace Healthcare Mental Health Programs and the Windsor Essex County Humane Society.
Wow.
And then for the mugs, 10% of the mug proceeds are going to be going to Hotel du Grace Healthcare Mental Health Programs. And then also, which currently exists, are our signature Baby Bee charm bracelets. So those can be purchased right now at Potted and Quenched and at Wolf and Rebel. And 10% of the proceeds of that ongoing do go to the Humane Society. So again, it's just my way of giving back to these organizations that have meant so much to me, as well as this community, and just to help spread awareness and, help raise some funds for two amazing organizations that I know mean a lot to so many people.
Yeah, absolutely, they do. That's wonderful. So they're lucky to have you.
Oh, I'm lucky to have them, to be honest. In my personal experience, and no joke, they've been lifesavers.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is for all maybe who aren't aware that these programs are available. There are some really wonderful resources to reach out to. I'll make sure that I tag some of these resources in the description of this episode to make it easier for you to if you need to reach out to one of these available programs because they can really help people, and I think you're the symbol for that. I'm proud of you for working so hard on yourself.
Oh, I so appreciate that, Candice. And if I can just kind of leave with one more thought, I just saw a graphic the other day, and I believe it was coming from the Canadian Mental Health Association, from one of their Instagram posts. But there was a graphic that had said, "Why should you be gentle with people?" And then it had this long kind of timeline, and it had showed, just the expanse of someone's life, and then just the tiny little piece of what you know about their life. So what I do try to, communicate to people, kindness matters, words matter, and they leave, a lasting impact on someone. Like I know of that personally. So just, everyone out there, just, I know it's a stressful time for everyone, and everyone, is going through their own challenges in life, whether it be mental health challenges or, something else that's going on. Let's just be kind to people. We don't know what their particular circumstances are. And that's just the biggest takeaway that I can say out there.
I hope everyone really listens to that advice. On a previous show, I mentioned something that was I don't know if it was my show or if I was recording on someone else's show, but I mentioned a specific situation that changed my whole thought about how I represented myself in customer service positions, as well as how I treated others while I was in a customer service position. And it was a friend and my assistant manager who has now passed away, but he said to me, "You need to treat everyone as though it's the worst day of their life." So that stuck with me, probably way more than he ever thought it would, but I think of that situation, or I think of that instance when he said that to me. It replayed in my head when I feel maybe as though I don't want to be so kind to others, because naturally we can't all always feel happy, but treat others
as though they're going through a really hard time. So I think that just plays on what the advice you just gave. Yeah. What are the goals, Steph, for Handmade with Love Windsor, your ultimate goals for this?
Oh, I would so like, I want to see this continue. Like it's, I just celebrated my 1 year with Handmade with Love last month, or I should say actually, no, in March. So it would be 2 months then. And I just want the momentum to keep on going. I want to reach as many people as possible, not just through my designs, but through the message as well. Just do more community engagement, get more people kind of just following that spread a positive message, be kind. That all is tied in with Handmade with Love. And see the company grow. Who you know what? It's exceeded every expectation that I've had so far. I was always thinking, like, I knew that family and friends would buy into it, but I couldn't have imagined that the community, like at large, would be so engaged with this. Like I will go to my consignments and some places I can't stock fast enough, and I say this is funny, I guess this is a conversation that I have often with Annie at Wolf and Rebel. Like, are you sure, like are you buying up all of the stock, like what's going on? And she's just like, no, Stephanie, like people truly, they love your items, they love the message that you're bringing. And like, I mean, I feel like I want to cry. It truly is amazing. Just anyone out there, if you're at the lowest of your low, which I was, back, like let's say in before I started the treatment program, my goal at that time was just to, how do I achieve living like a quality of life? Like that's just what I was looking at, And now it's like I look forward to each and every day waking up and just being creative and bringing my brand, out to the public, taking my message out there. And what an amazing opportunity that this podcast has given me today to be able to do that. So I'm really thankful.
Oh, well, we're thankful for you. I hope that the community continues to blow your mind. It's a great community. We know this. We know this very well. I am looking forward to meeting you in person, and I will definitely see you at a market or two or seven for sure.
Oh, I so appreciate that. Yeah, markets are the best. I love connecting
Yep.
with everyone
Yeah,
in the
it's
community.
very important. Before I let you go, I would love if you could shout out some local or one, as many as you'd like, local businesses that you think that we should be following.
Oh my gosh, this is always a hard question because everyone, like, oh, I'm so impressed by the talent of the local makers here in the community, and they have been so supportive. I'm going to say, like, just recently, like I do have to shout out Annie at Wolf and Rebel because the adorable photos that you are seeing on my Instagram of my cute little baby bee. Unfortunately, Harvey wasn't there at the photo shoot, but of myself and baby, that was taken at Wolf and Rebel. Annie generously opened her shop early one morning and allowed myself and then Sam from Tom Bright Photography to come in and take these important shots. Sam as well, at Time Right Photography, she really gave me that gentle nudge and said, you know what, Stephanie, like we've been wanting to work together for a while, but she's like, you know what, Stephanie, you need to get your face out there in the public. We see so much of your designs and your cute little adorable guinea pigs, but we don't really see your face out there. So she really gave me the nudge at the perfect time. And one of the reasons, I was kind of hesitant to get my face out there is, another thing that I do suffer from, and that is compulsive picking. So that's, it is a form of self-harm. It is something that has unfortunately been exacerbated by the pandemic. And now that masks are starting to, mask mandates are starting to lift, people are now able to see my full face, which, unfortunately, when it's a form of a stress response that I've been doing for many years, even as early as in my childhood. But it just involves, picking of skin and, pulling of eyelashes and hair. So it doing a photo shoot was very, it made me very vulnerable. But at the same time, though, having the support of Sam and Annie there and my companion pet baby eased me into it. And that was honestly one of the most powerful and special and important days of my life, like in having achieved something and saying, you know what, there's going to be good days, there's going to be bad days, there's going to be days where you have to get out there and just show your face no matter what that looks like. And I did that. I did that. I took that step. So again, to anyone out there, you can, like, I want to give you hope. Lowest of the low, just keep going. Just keep going. And you know what? Amazing things can happen because, I've been blessed and they've happened to me, So I just wanted to pass that along, and those are definitely two shout outs.
Oh yeah, definitely. I can attest to both. Sam is a friend of mine who absolutely, without being biased, would make you feel that way because she's genuine. There's no judgment, and she holds the title of the hype girl of Windsor because she really is that. She wants everyone to feel like she feels, which is confident and happy and beautiful. So I'm glad that you connected with her. That's a very strong woman to be friends with. You always will have a friend in her, if I can say that. And Annie's lovely too. Her shop and I know that she's pretty open about what she advocates for in her life as well. So what wonderful women for you to have connected with and share that experience with. I'm happy to hear that.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Candace. Like I said, I truly am grateful and blessed.
Yeah, thank you for all of your honest words and your letting us in on your journey. There's so much strength and healing that goes into just you saying that openly for others to hear. And I think we chatted about this earlier. If you could just help or change one person's perspective at all, then you're really just doing your job now. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Candace,
I really
thank you.
appreciate it. Yeah, I will definitely talk to you soon.
Okay, I appreciate that. Again, it was the pleasure's all mine, Candace. Thank you so much. And
You're welcome.
I can't wait to see everyone there out in the community.
Yes.
Like I said, 13 opportunities to come and see me in person. And I certainly go out there when it's not my market day. And I am just like you, going out there to support local. It's so important. So yeah, it makes us all do a happy dance for sure.
Yes, absolutely. And everyone listening, I'm not there to sell things and I'm not creating, but I can say even just going out and supporting and smiling and showing up and being interested, you don't necessarily have to go out and spend a ton of money. You can really just show support by being active and present, and it means the world. I know it does. So thank you so much, and I will chat with you soon.
Sounds great. Thank you, Candace.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.